Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Fuck this.
Fuck. Fuck. Did you see this? Look at this.
How do I pronounce your name, baby?
It's Clinetta, but I go by Nettabell.
So when we call you Nettabell, Nettabell, yes, where are you calling me from?
ATL.
Atlanta, how old are you?
I'll be 43 in less than an hour.
Oh, happy birthday on the way.
Thank you.
So you're a Sagittarius.
True size, the real size.
What are you doing for your birthday?
I just got through partying, and I'm doing the brunch at...
And you doing too much. Is it the liquor? She was slurring a little bit.
Ma'am, are you drunk? Like, you should have just waited to come on here. Maybe when you sobered up or something like that. Is it more pathetic if a woman call in on Kendra G on her birthday?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What do you do for a living?
I am DOC compliance.
Okay, DOC compliance.
Yes, I'm the police for the CDL drivers.
Okay. You have any children?
What?
I have two.
How old are your kids?
Grown as hell.
I'll say your house seems quiet.
Yes. That's empty nester.
Okay. How old are your kids?
24 and 18.
Okay. Both by the same man?
No.
No. Have you ever been married?
No.
No.
Look at you. You all drunk and shit.
Why should a man come into your life now and take you serious? When no man in your past has taken you that serious. No man put a ring on it. No man wanted to make you his wife. They shot some babies up in you, but you weren't good enough to wife. Or you sabotaged the relationships. But either way, no man should come in now. No good stand-up man should come in now and make an honest woman out of you. Well, even if he did wife you, he wouldn't make an honest woman out of you. I'm going to start trying to say at least one positive thing about these women.
You're a good man.
So far, I'm trying to think, what do I got? She's in good light. That's all I got so far.
What kind of man are you looking for?
A real one. That's it. If you real, you speaking what you want and mean what you want and say it with your chest.
Women don't get to decide what a real man is. You know, because it's always going to be what benefits women the most. That's what they're going to say a real man is. So I don't want to hear that catchphrase.
I don't want to hear that shit.
That means that you that one. No fake. No fakeness. No pretending to get into these fucking panties because it's not going to happen. I like the way you do that right there. Right there. Right.
I mean, it's arrested development. This is how a 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old talk. You better come correct or you ain't getting in these panties.
I have no issue with that.
Nobody wants your dried up stale cookies, ma'am.
I need a real OG. Because I'm a boss chick. And I mean what I say and I stand on business. And I need you to match my energy.
Are you fucking serious, ho?
She's literally speaking in Twitter hashtags. I need an OG because I stand on business. Come correct. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's on period because I'm a boss babe. She embarrassing herself and her whole family.
You want her to be more bossier than you?
No, I want to be submissive. I'm tired of simply wanting a lead in. I want to be that one that I can lay my guards down and understand a whole grown ass man.
Hmm?
But the struggle is real in the A.
What? What are you talking about?
Ooh, child. Okay, you came in strong, Nettabell. I guess maybe because her birthday in an hour, she's like, I don't got no more time to waste.
I ain't got no time. I'm about to be 43. I'm a whole grown woman.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're
going
to let the camera keep rolling.
This is not true. This doesn't even make sense.
Does the way she's talking give whole grown woman or obnoxious teen? Just let me know below. Holla at me. these are the ages where older women are supposed to be able to beat out the younger women when it comes to knowing what a man wants, when it comes to catering to a man's ego, et cetera, et cetera, because she had so many years to figure it out. So that should be the one area where an older woman has the advantage over a younger woman. It's just not the case.
What are your deal breakers?
Liars. Not being truthful of what you want. Hygiene.
What's hygiene?
Attitude, bad breath, missing teeth, odor. That's one too.
Well, have you ever considered the fact that you only qualify for a motherfucker with funky breath? You know what I mean? Who don't take a shower, who don't put on deodorant, who don't have a vehicle, who keep dirty fingernails, but he don't work with his hands. I mean, I don't talk about that enough, but it's real. A lot of these women don't qualify for a man with a job. They don't qualify for a man who bathes. They don't qualify for a man who has a steady place to lay his head. This is the take what you can get era of your life. There's no getting around it. You're going to have to pay a man to deal with your obnoxious ass at this point.
Learn to love it because you'll have no choice.
Is oh, you meant don't have bad hygiene.
Yes, that's my dead worker.
Okay. Should he look a certain way?
Just carry yourself. Confidence goes a long ways in a grown man. Even if you don't, if you have confidence in yourself that you that one, it feeds more into anything in the nature.
Okay. Should he make a certain amount of money?
No, I make my own money. Just make sure you stand on your own. And when we out, you can carry your own when you need to.
Okay. Let's do the Kendra cam.
Please! Please! Now!
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Oh, what? Whoa. Is she pregnant? Oh, my goodness. I wasn't ready for all that jelly. I don't know if I want to press play. I really don't know if I want to press play. I don't get paid enough for this.
That's why he makes the big bucks.
$1,000.
Get on, girl.
I got in a body dress. I was outside.
Okay, was the way. Okay. Oh, okay.
Really, nigga?
That's not okay. Like, why do you have a body dress on, man? A body dress isn't for everybody. It's almost like they're trying to clown themselves. Whoever created the body dress, they didn't have you in mind.
Misogynist. As he said, misogyny is still real in our community.
I am roast her personally. But it's just the part of gay, man. You push it on the internet, you gotta be ready for the good and the bad. So deal with it.
Kendra face pretty much says it all. I don't need to say anything more. Just look at that face that Kendra is making. And that's the face I'm making. I know you can't see me right now, but that's the face I'm making right now.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll see you, girl. Okay. Ooh.
They got the sneak peek of the ass.
So ghetto.
You been drinking, I just realized.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's my birthday.
Okay, it's your birthday. This is true.
So let's just check out that move. They always got to show off the butt, right? They know that's pretty much all they have to offer that a man might want. So let's peep that move. Women always do these sneaky moves to show off their body. I mean, at least she admitted it. But a lot of times, women will just do stuff like this and not admit that they're trying to show off their body, but it's still ridiculously obvious. Let's run that back. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, but let's just run it back.
No. No, 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 no. No. No.
Innovative.
They got the sneak peek of that.
When was your last relationship?
A year and a half ago.
You don't have to answer. When's the last time you
and I'm not. Test? Good girl. Huh?
Right.
Three flaws you have to work on.
Letting guards down.
Huh?
Say what?
And I want to speak on that real quick. And that's one of the main reasons why older women just aren't worth dating. You got to tear all these walls down that you didn't help them build. They built all these trauma walls, and now some good dude supposed to come in and try to tear down her walls that Pookie built for her.
Run away, run away.
No, thank you. A good man just deserves better. The crazy thing is, there's nothing positive behind those walls. Even if a good man come in and try to tear down those walls, it's just a bunch of bullshit and dog shit behind the walls. So it's not going to be worth it. And once again, check out Kendra Face. This is currently the face that I'm making, just in case anybody's wondering.
Being more open and understanding to mute when I need to be.
Understanding to mute when you need to be?
Mm-hmm.
Your confidence needs to be broken if you think this makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
And why would a guy be lucky to be with you?
I'm a real one. I handle my business. I know how to be submissive at the point in life when there's a real one that understands and accepts the point of being submissive.
That makes no fucking sense.
Into a one.
What?
And I'm bubbly. And far in the mouth, I'm cute as fuck.
Why the fuck are you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
I'm glad she's confident. Oh wait, now I sound like I'm drunk. I'm glad that she's confident. I said I was going to look for something else positive to say. She got a lot of confidence. It may not be justified, but at least it's there. So there. I said something positive about a woman on one of these reviews. Where's my pat on the back?
God, you're sick.
What was the last thing before you said cute as fuck?
I know how to be submissive when I need to be for the right one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
And that's another thing I want to touch on real quick. Run the other way if a woman say, I can be submissive for the right one. Or if a man properly in his masculine, I could be in my feminine. Run the other way. Conditional femininity is hogwash. You're either feminine or you're not feminine. And this woman definitely isn't feminine. And whatever femininity she does show, it's going to be fake, or it's only going to be for the really, really good times.
You're going to be 43. What's the age range you would date?
I would date from 45 to 60.
And should the guy be in Atlanta?
No.
No. Okay. And could he have kids?
Passport ready. Yes, definitely. As long as they're grown. Okay. 17 and older. So I don't have to change no diapers.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
I don't have time to change no diapers.
Okay. A lot of people are saying you're very controlling and bossy.
Bingo.
However they feel it.
Okay.
If bossy means that I know what I want and I stand what I want, that's me then.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But niggas fell out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
And being a bitch, like, reframe what that means in your head if you think about it negatively. A bitch is just someone who has standards, okay? She's like, I'm not going for anything. I need this. If it's not exactly like this, then I'm good off of it. That's a bitch.
She might not have told you this, but my daughters do not respect men. So I'm letting you know that now. And I'm not joking when I tell you that, brother. And they have mouths when it comes to them getting into disagreements and engagements with men. And they will verbally put some lashings on you, brother. Because they don't respect men. I'm just giving it to you forefront, brother, right. So you know what
Divine Photo says you can't be a boss and want to be feminine at the same time. Pick a struggle. Why don't you leave Atlanta if you want a great outcome? Men don't want a woman who brag about their accolades. You are ego.
Sip one is Divine Photo. Sip one is I can be a boss and brag about what my conquerors is because I work hard for it at the end of the day. And the simple point is, if the right one comes in my nature, I will leave Atlanta because I will submit to whatever is worthy to it. So at that point, Pull up.
No.
Okay.
No, 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 no.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.